Welcome to Aloha Aina. The great abundance in ancient Hawaii did not come easy. It was the hard-won product of a society that very consciously sought to create it. 19th century Hawaiian historian David Malo likened the whole of ancient Hawaiian society to the human body. The head was the mo'i, or supreme chief. The chest was na'ali'i, the lower chiefs, and the konohiki. The right arm was the kuhuna nui, the religious leaders, the left arm the kalai moku, or administrators. The fingers were the people, the right leg the farmers and fishermen, the left leg the warriors. It's a metaphor that geographer Dr. Kamana Beamer finds very moving.
So, you know, you get a sense of society like that, that it's an embodied person, and the head can't live independent of the rest of its body. So you need the fingers, you need the arms, you need the legs in order for that entire society to thrive.
Beamer believes that Hawaiian society succeeded in creating a perfect balance of top-down and bottom-up. It was top-down because of the kapu or restrictions that were put in place, and it was bottom-up because land divisions were designed to provide everyone with access to resources.
If you have this unique balance and the community is empowered, and they're the ones that are out on the aina every day, if you can empower that and bridge it with enough regulation and order, you have incredible success. And at a high level, that's what this system did.
The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.